President Obama has made it U.S. policy to strive for a world free of nuclear weapons. As you just heard, U.S. officials talked with the Israelis today about how to restrain Iran's nuclear program. Washington is also trying to put the brakes on North Korea's nuclear arsenal. But India seems, at least, to be getting a free pass. The United States is apparently about to allow India to reprocess spent U.S. nuclear fuel. And yesterday, India launched its first home-built nuclear-powered submarine. Henry Sokolsky is the executive director of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center in Washington. He's concerned about what nuclear-powered submarines could lead to.
More nuclear weapons aimed at countries like Pakistan and China, more assertiveness by India to take control of the Indian Ocean, not exactly a move that will make going to lower levels of nuclear weapons easier for other countries like China, and perhaps if one extrapolates out another decade or so, even countries like Russia and the United States.
All right, let's talk about the deal. The United States right now is pretty close to agreeing on a deal under which India will be allowed to reprocess spent U.S. nuclear fuel.
Correct.
The reason that you are against that, despite the administration's insistence on oversight and guidelines, is what?
Well, they're overselling what you can do. They know and have taken a sound set of positions with regard to blocking and objecting and discouraging reprocessing in the case of Middle Eastern states and Iran, because they know, and we've had firsthand experience, that international inspectors cannot keep track of materials that are being made at nuclear fuel plants, and the activity is so close to bomb making that by the time you got warning, they would have a bomb before you could do anything about it.
You're saying that the agreement that is reached with India in terms of reprocessing of nuclear fuel is different from any agreement and, in fact, different from the rhetoric the administration has been putting forth on nuclear power elsewhere?
Absolutely. The administration made a decision in May of this year to go forward with nuclear cooperation with an Arab state as a model agreement for other Arab states, the United Arab Emirates, that forced them to forswear reprocessing. In addition, the administration backs the UN resolutions, much as the previous administration, not to allow Iran to reprocess. Finally, on the 29th of June, the president announced that he was terminating initial licensing proceedings called an environmental impact statement to consider having commercial reprocessing occur here in the U.S. Now, all those sound decisions fly in the face of this decision that, oh, well, in the case of the Indians, none of that ought to apply. And it just looks silly. It makes a hash of what they're doing.
Is it that difficult, though, to follow spent nuclear fuel and to find out what's being done with it once it's reprocessed? Does it not have a kind of signature that either Indian officials or the United States officials could follow?
My center did a two-year analysis of the IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency. Those are the international inspectors that watch nuclear activities. Their so-called inspection or safeguards procedures and how well they worked in the case of nuclear fuel making. The first thing that we discovered is that the IAEA is rightly, and although all too quietly, pointing out that they cannot be relied upon to find illicit plants. But more important, declared plants are very difficult to monitor in a way that would allow you to know what's being produced per year. In the case of Japan, which reprocesses, they have a plant that they've just begun where it's expected that about 50 bombs worth of plutonium will not be accounted for every year. Now, that's just not the kind of margin you want to have if you are moving towards a world that has fewer nuclear weapons and fewer countries that can get nuclear weapons. That's just not something you want to encourage.
It was quite a while ago that India joined the nuclear club. I mean, it already has nuclear weapons. Is the point then moot of the reprocessed fuel the U.S. is selling it?
I don't think so, and here's the reason why. The nuclear rules, which are to be found in something called the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which every administration, including this one, claims it wants to strengthen, is very clear in its very first prohibition that no country, no weapon state, nuclear weapon state, will help any other state become a weapon state if it didn't have nuclear weapons as of 1967. So that's India. Now, if you start bending that rule, you run into problems with regard to countries that don't have nuclear weapons. They point to that and say, well, if you're going to help them make nuclear fuel, are you going to look the other way as they make more nuclear weapons? Why are you being so tough on us? So that's your first problem. I think the second problem with looking the other way with regard to reprocessing and saying cavalierly, oh, well, it's going to be safeguarded because people who are inspectors from Vienna are going to look at it. What is to stop every Middle Eastern country and every country, including North Korea or Burma, saying, well, we'd like the same treatment. We think it's safeguardable, too, and we want to make nuclear fuel.
Except those countries are not democracies and they're not U.S. allies.
Ah, now we're getting to the nub of it. So is the policy of the United States that if you are a country we like, the rules are different for you, and if you change your form of government, the rules will be different?
So what is your main fear here, then?
I think we're undermining sound rules for absolutely nothing in exchange, and the administration should be rocked back on its heels on this. It's not a smart move.
All right. We appreciate your talking to us. Henry Sokolsky was a senior nonproliferation official in the administration of the first President Bush. He is now executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center in Washington, D.C.